Securities regulators are beginning to look into the role that senior executives played in the recent scandal involving Wall Street stock analysts. Subpoenas were issued last week to dozens of current and former officials at some of Wall Street's biggest securities firms. Officials want to find out how much they knew about conflicts of interest at their firm's research divisions. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
At the end of April, nine Wall Street firms agreed to pay $1.4 billion to settle charges of conflict of interest by Wall Street stock analysts. Authorities say the analysts had been pressured to downplay criticism of certain companies' stocks in order to help their firms win underwriting business from the companies. But the settlement applied only to the securities firms themselves. Now the Securities and Exchange Commission, the New York Stock Exchange, and NASDAQ's parent company are turning their sights on some of the individuals who ran the firms. A source familiar with the investigation says subpoenas were issued late last week to dozens of former and current executives at Merrill Lynch, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, and other major firms. The source said executives have been ordered to turn over all emails and documents related to stock analysts. Steve Thiel is a professor of law at Fordham Law School.
If analysts were being pressured to change their recommendations in order to get investment banking business, and in fact were doing that, it's hard to believe that people in a situation of supervisory responsibility didn't know about it. The tougher question is how far up the chain you can go.
Thiel says that if regulators find evidence that top executives knew about the conflicts of interests and did nothing to stop them, they could face civil charges. Executives at securities firms are required by law to have structures in place to prevent abuses, and if they neglect to do so, they can be prosecuted, even if they personally did nothing else wrong. The subpoenas issued last week represent a potential broadening of the investigation of Wall Street firms. The April settlement involved analyst coverage of technology firms exclusively, but executives have been asked to turn over documents related to research into all stocks. Jacob Frankel is a former SEC official now in private practice. He says regulators are determined to get to the bottom of the analyst scandals.
There is a train that every regulator, every agency that has any jurisdiction has jumped on. And there is considerable resolve across all of those agencies, particularly the SEC, to aggressively investigate this conduct for as long as it has the patience to do so.
SEC officials have gone all out to prove that they're serious about changing the way Wall Street operates. The day after the April settlement was announced, Morgan Stanley Chairman Philip Purcell made headlines by publicly downplaying the impact of the deal on his firm. He was quickly rebuked by SEC Chairman William Donaldson. Purcell was among those hit with a subpoena last week. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.